What's up, guys? KT, KTTV. We are back on the mic, of course, with another podcast episode. Like I said, haven't done one in a while. Man, Tiger Woods. I mean, if he shoots 64 in golf on the final day, you're thinking that's enough. I honestly thought he needed, actually, I said going into the rounds, he's got to shoot a 63 or 64 to win. I figured Koepka would shoot a 67, which would get him to, like, what? Oh, man, like a 14 under? I figured that would be enough, and I was wrong. I mean, he would have tied him, but I think I just go back to the two shots Tiger missed, and it was just 17 yesterday, and then he couldn't pull it together on 17. 17 screwed him, because if he would have made both 17s, I felt he would have got a birdie, and then he would have had another birdie if he didn't get into the bad drive, and his driving killed him. But yet, I mean, if his driving was on point, I don't think he would have still won. I still think Koepka would have won, because I think he would have just, I took the last hole harder. He would have made the opportunities, I felt like. It wouldn't have been as nonchalant, but he would have been real darn close. Maybe a playoff even, but congrats to Brooks. Tiger got second. Adam Scott, I felt bad for Adam. I wanted him to win if it wasn't Tiger, you know, after the death of Gerald Iles. But, yeah, Tiger's back. The Tiger effect's back. And for those of you who don't know, golf's not over. It's 24/7. So next week we go to, I think we go to the Wyndham, which a lot of people, I don't think, are going to compete there. I think a lot of people are going to take a break. Then we go to the real main tournament, which is the Northern Trust Open, the BMW, and the Tour Championship, and the one in Boston on Labor Day. Those are the three main ones. I think next year is going to be, I like next year's schedule way better. End this tournament in August, end at the end of August, the way golf should be. And had the Ryder Cup, and it's like one first week of September, I think, or something like that. It's really early. I like it better. Compared to this, where the Ryder Cup is late September, and then you got just a mess of games, and I think cutting the legs, that'd be better, but it is what it is. End of the day, good tournament. PGA Championship goes to Brooks Koepka, the haunted version. And the other big news is good old K Harv's won. Kev Harvick gets the job done in NASCAR. Consumer Energy's 400. Of course, he wins. And, you know, I wasn't really surprised, honestly. I kind of figured he would win. I mean, the big three in NASCAR at one point in this race were running 1, 2, 3. And you could throw Clint Boyer in there in fourth. And I don't see how these three don't make the championship. 40 playoff points, 35, 27 playoff points is a lot. If I had to pick one right now, who would win? Harvick's good at two. He's good everywhere. Kyle's good everywhere. Truex is the weakest of the three. And he's still decent compared to the rest of the field. Like I said, it depends whoever the fourth driver is. Whoever that fourth driver is going to be a big determination. Chevy looked like they had speed, but they have problems on, like, once again, they got more problems on these fast tracks. So it is what it is. We'll see what happens. Another news, it's KT again. We are talking about Jorge Lorenzo and the resurgence and the relationship with Mark Marquez. Mark and him had a great epic duel today in Austria, as they like to say, Spielberg. And, man, he's changed his message to the field in a certain way that I've never seen Jorge do in my life. Like, I've been a Jorge fan since 08, when he first hopped on board the Yamaha. In the Yamaha for like 9 years, he was just silky smooth. Everyone knew that. Now with the Ducati in 17, he enters and he couldn't translate that. He couldn't be silky smooth. He had to be aggressive. And he was wearing tires quick. That was the problem. I think the only race I saw him last year do well live was Malaysia. And Malaysia, I just didn't feel he was comfortable there. He should have won that race, but nevertheless. So he wins three races so far this year. And the things I'm seeing, especially in his this win today in Brno, not so much Mugello and Catalunya. I felt like he could still use the same smooth, silky style. Been saving in the first half of the race, and I never seen him do that before. It's very odd, but I think saving in the first half of the race is probably going to not chew tires up, and I think that's the great thing. And he absolutely blitzed Marquez in the last lap. And, one sec. And I think that's the key. Is you have to look at this as he's growing, he's learning. But now he's only got, was 11, so 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 8 rounds to go. 12 to 19, so 8 rounds to go. And I don't know. I don't know what. I mean, I know you said Phillip Island, but I don't know what's going to be a bad track for this Ducati. I mean, I think the one that's going to trip him out in the Phillip Island, I have a feeling that other track that's going to trip Lorenzo up, and this is my opinion, is Japan. I don't know where Japan's going to lie, but for him to challenge Marquez, he's got to take advantage of Silverstone. He's got to take advantage of San Marino. And he sure as heck's got to take advantage of Aragon and Motoland. He's got to take advantage of those three tracks, because then you got a problem. Then I believe it goes Japan, Australia, Thailand, Malaysia, and then Valencia. And I know he'll do well there, but he's got to make it up these next three rounds. I think it's going to be huge that he gets a W in Silverstone, England, and he sure as heck better win a San Marino. I have him win that race. But Marquez, on the other hand, let's give him credit. They're going to be teammates next year. That's going to be a revolutionary deal, I think. Yamaha is nowhere to be found without him. Lorenzo, I feel like, even last year. Worse, actually, this year, but they're still second in championships somehow. And I look at Lorenzo next year as a prospect. He's probably not going to screw up like he did in the first day. I think he'll take a little bit of time to get used to it, but next year is going to be a titanic battle between those two as teammates. It's going to be fun. Now, Dovizioso, he's got a shot still. I think really it's down to three people. I still think it's going to be down to Dovizioso, Lorenzo, and Marquez. I don't think Rossi's got a shot anymore, even with him second right now. And for me, I hope Jorge gets at least four, maybe five, six. I want him to get six wins. If he can win three more races and finish second the rest of the year, I'd be happy. If he can get four, if he can win five out of eight, or if he can win seven, let's say he wins seven out of eight rounds, the next seven, he wins basically a lot of points. I think he'll get like 49. He has to win all eight and Mark finishes second to get 56, which, that's still not enough. He would have to win, I think he's got to win at least seven. And then he needs Mark to finish third or fourth. And I could see Mark struggling at a place like, a place where, I think Aragon's a place he could struggle, actually. And there's a place like, even Silverstone, the wet, if it rains enough and the Ducati handles, he could struggle. But it's all to play for, and interesting times ahead.